Like I say, we appreciate the privilege again to be back in the house of the Lord this evening. Glad to have all of you who's able to come be with us tonight in the service. Just ask you to pray for us in just a minute. Gonna read some very familiar scripture. Gonna be out of the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation. In a lot of times, but we're gonna probably start with about the sixth verse. We'll read several verses in our hearing. Do need your prayers. It says, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and a half time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. I know this is, like I say, it's breaking in a little, but there's 12, chapter 12 is talking about where it starts out, talks about, it says, there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. There's, I probably should have read it all to begin with, but nonetheless, where you get the gist of the chapter. And the thought that we've got tonight, I'll just be honest with you, I don't know altogether what we'll do with it, what we can do with it. Lord knows, and he'll have to give it if we're going to preach anything. I'm not going to get into a lot of this chapter. But there's some things, there's a couple of verses in this chapter that we ought to pay attention to. You say, preacher, we ought to pay attention to all of it. Well, you should, because it's all beneficial, but there's a couple of three verses that we need to pay close attention. There's, if you'll have it, now a lot of people, I guess, gets into different things when you get to talking about Revelation and the time span and all such as this, and I'm not going to get into all that, and I'll be quite frank with you, I've already told you, I don't know what I'm going to do, which way I'm going to go. I got a thought, a little peculiar thought out of what we've read to you tonight, but nonetheless, it's what we have. So you just pray for just a minute. I think sometimes that we get so busy doing things for God that we miss the mark. Now, I thought a good bit about this, and I don't know altogether what you think, and I can't worry too much about that. And be quite frank with you, it's something I probably don't want to preach. And it's something that I probably don't want to say, but nonetheless, it's what I've got. So you just bear with us. The Bible says in the 10th verse, I'm going to read the 10th and the 11th. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation, and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. There's more in that than I could ever preach out, just to be honest with you tonight. And you might say, preacher, why did you pick miss the mark? I'm afraid a lot of times that we have forgotten what the church's portion is tonight. What did the Lord leave the church here to do? And the scripture says here, he says, now is come salvation. And I'm going to say this, I don't believe there's anything greater that God has ever done for man except bring salvation. Greatest thing, absolutely the greatest thing that God's ever done for mankind. Now, there's a lot of things in the Bible that we get all carried away with a lot of times, but I'm afraid we miss the mark. I'm afraid, my friend, we pay more attention, brethren, to somebody else's ideas of what's going on. Listen. And brethren, we forget, thank God, that we're the mother church. Hallelujah. Glory. Salvation came to mankind. Folks, without it, you ain't gonna make it tonight. No way. No form, no fashion. These things, my friend, I'll just be quite frank with you, these things that we get a hold of and that we tune in on and we forget about the fact that God still got lost people around. The church is here for a reason. We need not miss the mark. I'll promise you tonight, my friend, salvation is of the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. That's what he brought. Did he not? That's what he brought. There's a lot of things, my friend, going on in this world, my friend, that I believe, honest to goodness, the devil himself is setting back laughing, my friend, because we forgot, thank God, the main ingredient of this thing. God's got us here for a reason. He's got us here for a purpose. Brethren, and I want you to know, without salvation, you and I would not be, thank God, where we are tonight. No, sir. Without it. Brethren, can you imagine? I can't. I can't. I've thought a good bit sometimes. They come out with that song here a while back, says, I remember lost. I remember lost. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. It ain't all of us that stayed lost a long time. It ain't all of us, my friend. I'll guarantee you there's people sitting right here that probably moved the first time God dealt with them. If not the first time, pretty close to it. I remember lost. Brethren, I remember when you come in the house of God, you was lost. And thank God you could not hardly sit in the congregation. Yes, sir. I ain't preaching to somebody else tonight. I'm preaching to you. You're here. I'm preaching to me. I'm here. I want you to know we failed. We've moved our point, brethren, and we've missed the mark for what God's got us here for. God loves us, don't he? You say, preacher, all this other stuff, it's real important. It's important, but I'm going to tell you something. You can go to heaven without knowing it. Shoot me. Get rid of me. It doesn't really matter, my friend. We've missed the mark. We put our focus, thank God, on too many other things. Hallelujah. How many of you like to see somebody saved? Most of us would, I'd say. And the truth of it is, when we come this away, we ought to be looking for it. This be the day we've got lost among us. You say, preacher, we can't do nothing about that. Church, don't tell me you can't do nothing about it. You are the church. You are the mother whereby they will be born again. God will use you. And the truth of it is, God will bless you. He will. He'll bless you. You say, preacher, you're on another one of them Wednesday night mad streaks. I'm not mad. The real truth of it is, I'd rather not preach it. I'd rather not have to say it. But I'm going to tell you something. We've turned our eyes away from the mark that God put us here to do. If I have to say it 50 times tonight, my friend, that's what God laid on my heart. Brethren, we ought to be a salvation working machine. Yes, sir. Every one of us probably got lost in our own families. If not immediate, or grandkids, great-grandkids coming on. Yes, sir. You know how the Spirit teaches things. I didn't know. I was 15-year-old. I didn't know about the Spirit. Had never been around it. Didn't know how it worked. I left the house of God the very first meeting I went to. I thought that man was a madman, but brethren, I want you to know something got a hold of me. I didn't know what it was. I couldn't explain it. I didn't hear what he preached. But brethren, there's something in here that heard it. The very first time. You say, preacher, you talk to them and you push them away. Why'd they talk to them years ago? I understand what you're saying. I understand, and to a point, my friend, that's exactly how I raised mine. I didn't push them. No, sir, didn't push them. Wonder who it was, the last two we had saved here. It was an Easter play. Wonder who moved them to move. You know what moved them. Them kids been in meeting every week. Sunday night, Wednesday night. They went all the time. You say, preacher, why in the world are you preaching to us a message like this and we just had two saved in our church? I want you to know that we've got our eyes focused on the wrong thing. Yes, sir. There's things, and I'm just going to be this plain about it, my friend. When it comes down to the end of your journey, every one of us sitting here, brethren, when we come down to the last mile of the way, what's going to matter? Whether or not the blood's been applied to your heart. All this other, my friend, somebody else deal with it. Won't they? Yes, they will. I believe in teaching. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with all that, but let's get on the focus of what the mother church really is tonight. Yes. Judy, I don't have to know what them seven horns and seven crowns are. Do you know that? Oh, preacher, that's very important. It won't get you there. No, sir, it won't get you there. I don't have to know, my friend, where he sent the woman for so many days and fed her. I can tell you, I got my thoughts. But brethren, that ain't gonna get me to glory. Nor will it get you. You say, preacher, we study these things that we might know more about what? I ain't lost my mind. We study these things and we work these things out because we might what? We ain't glorify Him. Preacher, you ought not say that. I can say that. Listen to me. Brethren, there's things that are important when it comes to the Word of God, and that thing is that He brought salvation to mankind. Greatest thing He ever done or ever will do. Yes, sir. Oh, preacher, there's so much got to happen. This has got to happen. And this is, we're going to sit out here and then we're going to go here and there. You ain't going to do no such a thing. The truth of it is, my friend, He's interested in one thing about you. And brethren, if you've been born again, He's already got you. Yeah. Yes, He has. I can prove it to you by the Word of God. Preacher, ain't no need us studying, doing anything else, will you? You done told us we missed the mark. Now, if you take that kind of an attitude, my friend, there's something wrong with your spirit. Yes, they are. You don't think, you don't think, my friend, that I have thoughts? That I get to looking at things and I say, well, Lord, what is this? Just like Daniel a lot of times. Brother, he showed Daniel. He told him to shut it up, but he showed him. He sure did. There's things, my friend, that'll absolutely glorify God in your life. But I'm going to tell you something. You and Him's the only one going to know it. Huh? Woo! You say, preacher, if it don't get me crowns, if it don't show me I know this and I know that, my friend, if it don't do that, it just ain't worth it. I got news for you. It ain't worth it. Amen. Amen. Woo! Glory to God, folks! We're here rather than men and women thank God might be saved tonight. I could talk about the 12th chapter. And I could probably tell you some things about the 12th chapter. But when I finish, my friend, all it would be is what Randy said. Yes, sir. I know what I'm talking about, Crafton. There's a man preached down yonder years ago, Robert. Years ago. It's amazing how the Lord works. I didn't know the man. Some of the other brethren, well, about 6-7 of us went. We went to a revival meeting down there, and he got down there and he said something. He said something in his message. It got everybody's attention. On the way back home, it was about a 40-45 minute drive back to home. And all us brethren, one of them spoke up and said, "What do you think about that?" And we all talked. We all talked about it. And I'm going to tell you, Crafton, I disagreed. I disagreed wholeheartedly. That wasn't right. Something wasn't right about that. But I'm going to tell you what it made this boy do. It made this boy get in the book. Get to reading. He was an elder preacher. Where in the world did he get that from? I wanted to know. It made me a better preacher. Preacher, you telling me that you disagreed with it and made you a better preacher? That's exactly what it done. It made me get to digging. And I wanted to dig and dig, and I wanted to see where it's coming from. About 15 years passed. We had a homecoming down at Stoner Chapel Baptist Church. And the Lord laid this man on my heart. Yeah. For homecoming. I called him. He come. When he got in the pulpit, he had pastored Stoners years ago, but he hadn't been back to Stoners since he pastored. Been 20 years. Never will forget what he said. It's 20 years. Now, everything being said and done, I could have probably kept my mouth shut. Service is over. Everybody done shook everybody's hand and we was out on the porch. And I looked at him and I said, "Brother Lewis," I said, "I need to tell you something." I said, "Years ago, you preached over yonder at Unity." I said, "You preached one night," and I said, "You preached on a certain subject, and I disagreed with you." And I didn't stop there. Lord, give it. He said, "You got to give him all of it." I said, "But that ain't all." I said, "I still don't agree with you." I said, "But brother, you made me a better preacher." It's exactly what I told him. Made me a better man. Made me a better preacher. You don't have to agree with everything, my friend, for God to use it. Do you know that? I'll promise you tonight I'm not going to do it. Me and you both would be surprised if I picked a verse of Scripture and I asked every one of you to tell me what it meant. We'd all be surprised. You know that? We'd all be surprised. "Preacher, what makes you think that?" I know. I've been around people enough to know. And you have too. Listen, the main ingredient tonight is, brethren, don't miss the mark. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Do I study the Bible? Sure. Do I study? I don't study other books. I'm going to give myself an A+. I don't read other books. Never have. I ain't going to. I ain't going to. You hear me? But brethren, if there's anything that comes out of there, it's going to come between me and him. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something, Darrell. When it's all said and done, it might be me and him the only one that believes it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Folks, it ain't because I'm a preacher that I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven because I've been born again. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Now is come salvation. That what he said? And the kingdom of our God. That ain't all he said, folks. You can use the devil as an excuse all you want to, but you better take this verse and pull it out of your Bible. He said, I cast down the accuser of the brethren. He lost his power. Hallelujah. We find ourselves talking about the devil and the devil made me and all such as this. And I've got news for you. Brethren, if you're a born-again child of God, that accuser hadn't got nothing on you. Amen. Nor will he. He's been took care of. Preacher, there's something wrong with you tonight. They might be. But I'm going to tell you this. I hate missing the mark. I ever shoot my rifle, I like to know that I hit what I'm shooting at. You know what it's called? It's called aiming. Is that not right? Aiming. What are you aiming toward? Well, preacher, it's just real important that we know this and we know that. Who is it important to? Ask yourself that question. Let me tell you something. How many times have you heard men and women both testify of their good old mother or good old grandma? Get around the stove of cooking, thank God, and get to singing. That's why I get to shouting. Tears are flowing. Reckon what they know, Jeff. Thank God they know, hallelujah, that Jesus was their king. And they is going home. Yes, sir. Going home. The church has made herself ready. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe in a marriage after a while. Now, preacher, you getting on some of that stuff? It don't matter. It's still talking about the mother. what they call them, if we ain't married to him, brethren, we have an illegitimate children. Yes, sir. Is that right? Talk about the marriage supper of the Lamb. I want you to know that he took this woman and he gave her all that she needed at this time. Is that not right? What did he bring? What did he bring, folks? He brought salvation. What come on the day of Pentecost? Huh? What did the scripture say? You can read it in Joel. Brother Peter rehearsed it verbatim, word for word. And at the end of that saying, those verses, it says, and whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah! Peter got finished with them. There's 3,000 of them. Was they not? That's what the book says. 3,000 of them got saved. I don't get into a lot of other things. I'm going to say this. Have any of you seen the old videos of Billy Graham years ago? I'm talking about years ago, back in the 50s. You need to pull one up. It ain't gonna hurt you. You know what you'll find? You'll find them going to meeting just exactly like we do. Yes, sir. What's the old song we sang? It's good enough for mama. It's good enough for me. 'Tis what? The old time religion. Folks, ain't one thing gonna get me in the portals of glory. That is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how you make it. That's how it is. There is no other way. No other way. He said, I am the door to the sheepfold. If any man come up any other way, the same is a thief and a robber. That's what he told them. I'll bring my marks to a close. Miss the mark. You know, the good thing, I feel pretty good right now. I do. I didn't feel so good when I got here, before I got here. Most of the day, just to be honest with you, sometimes you get sick and you know why you're sick. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, what would make you feel that way? I want you to know that a lot of times people take things the wrong way. But I'm here to tell you, we got but one goal. We got but one goal. And the only way we can make it is by his blood. And he said, the word of our testimony. It takes it. Is that not what he said? With the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We stick by it. We use that as a measuring tool. Do we not? You let somebody come down to this altar, there's one thing we're looking for when they get up. We want to hear them say, I made it. The Lord saved me. You know, I can understand. I can understand how that people, my friend, could come down to the altar and the Lord do a miraculous work and they didn't know what to say. I can understand that. But Bruce, it won't be long.
Amen.
It won't be long. Thank God they won't be able to help it. Whether they understand it all or not. I didn't understand it, Steve. I didn't understand what went on. I really didn't. But I can tell you one thing. I didn't get up with a load I went down with. Something left me, brother. Yes, sir. Something that night made a new creature out of the boy you looking at. Amen. Amen. I can say now, thank God it's been a good journey. Heaven's my home, folks. I'm going there. Yes, sir. Preacher, you sound pretty positive. I is positive.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I am. That's the message. Can I tell you something? Might do you good. We had them two saved at our Easter program. Had one of the daddies to tell me the other night, said his daughter can't sleep. Said she's afraid. I said, well, brother, just keep talking to her. Keep encouraging her. She'll figure it out. Preacher, there ought to be some way that we can just tell people that they're saved. Don't work that away. It's a personal thing. No, certainly is. Love you tonight. Appreciate your prayers.